Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 5th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Crews are gearing up for another day of cleaning up the massive amount of oil that continues to wash up on Orange County's shoreline. Officials now believe the spill from an offshore oil processing platform may now total over 144,000 gallons, higher than the estimates given over the weekend. Response teams from the platform's operator are also narrowing down what may have caused it in the first place. One possibility they've raised is that a boat anchor may have damaged the deepwater pipeline that carries oil from the platform to a refinery in Long Beach. U.S. Coast Guard Captain Rebecca Orr says state and federal investigators are looking into that theory, but noted that oil pipelines are clearly marked on local navigational charts.
The Marine Exchange of Southern California, in partnership with the Coast Guard Vessel Traffic Service, makes determinations on the locations of anchoring of these vessels, and they're guided into locations where they drop anchor and then they are monitored.
Local, state, and federal investigators are conducting their own surveys of the pipeline and are also looking into the sequence of events leading up to when the leak was first reported. Meanwhile, wildlife rehabilitation experts are taking stock of the damage caused by the spill as oil threatens fragile coastal ecosystems. KPCC's Jill Replogle reports.
So-called oiled birds lose the natural waterproofing in their feathers. That makes them get cold, even suffer hypothermia. The Oiled Wildlife Care Network has people fanned out along the coast looking for birds in distress. Director Michael Zaccardi says they haven't found as many as they feared.
But typically spills of this nature were here for several weeks to months.
In other words, it's still early. He said his group would be flying along the coast to better assess the risk. Another small silver lining, Zaccardi said, is that California is the best at rehabilitating wildlife after a spill.
We have the best techniques and the best success of any place in the world.
It generally takes 10 to 14 days to return oiled birds to the wild. I'm Jill Replogle.
Governor Newsom declared a state of emergency in Orange County to send more resources to help clean up the spill, and the Huntington Beach City Council did the same during a special meeting last night. Meanwhile, the County Board of Supervisors will meet later this morning for its regularly scheduled meeting. The supervisors are expected to discuss whether to adopt their own disaster declaration because of the spill. Mayor Eric Garcetti has relaunched his Cool LA initiative to lower temperatures on the streets of the hottest neighborhoods. That includes putting down so-called cool pavement. That involves coating city streets with an asphalt mixture to reflect light and heat.
We won't accept that extreme heat makes it unsafe for children to play in some zip codes. Or if you're a senior, you can't go out and walk to get the food that you need at the supermarket.
In 2019, the city installed cool pavement in several neighborhoods. 8 additional ones are in for the revamp this time around. Garcetti says cool pavement can lower street temperatures by 10 degrees, but a study from Arizona State University and UCLA found an unintended side effect. The ground may be cooler, but the air above it gets hotter as the paint reflects heat away. So LA will also plant 2,000 trees to provide shade.
We're trying to tie these things together. Don't just plant a tree without thinking about the pavement. Don't just do the pavement without thinking about a tree.
These initiatives are supposed to contribute to the city's climate goal of lowering overall temperature by 1.7 degrees by the year 2025. The LA City Council today considers plans to form LA's very own bank. The vote comes nearly 2 years after former City Council President Herb Wesson introduced a proposal to create a public bank. Governor Newsom signed a state law in 2019 that allows cities to form such financial institutions, though the year before, LA voters rejected a ballot measure that would have given the green light to a public bank. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.